Joining me today on the Closing Act Music Entertainment Program is Vancouver Canadian band Stone Poets. And I'm so excited to have them back on the show. There's Sherelle, there's Mark, and Scott. And they're going to be talking about their fifth album, Human, and what's next for them. Welcome back, you guys. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. It has been a while. 2018, it feels like yesterday.
2018, it goes by fast. So I want to congratulate you on your fifth album, Human, and your first single, The Great Divide. And my first question is, what was the inspiration behind the album? Like, it is so timely, but I'm not going to go too much into it, but what was the inspiration behind it?
So many inspirations, oh my goodness. I think to try and sum it up for me would be bringing people together. Love and versus hate
and kindness, right? So if everybody was kind, I think that's the best part of being human, right? So and we should all share that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it's, and Scott, do you
I come at it a little different angle. Like there's the tension between kindness and not so kind, and there's the tension between, you know, good and bad, and, you know, exploring faith and those types of things are themes that kind of infiltrate this thing, this album. And, you know, like being human is, there's nothing perfect about being human at all. Yes. And I think the album really reflects, you know, a lot of those themes about being human.
Yes. And I love the title, but I noticed like the letter A is upside down. And that is, tell me, was it to, for, now I did, why is the A upside down?
Well, simply, as Scott just said, nobody's perfect. Like we're just, you know, we're pretty imperfect beings, right? And so we thought we would just turn the A upside down to kind of, you know, showcase that.
And if you notice, the letters are made out of DNA genomes, right? So so that too, and yeah, the letter A signifies that. And then we kind of lucked out on this part, but in math, an upside down A signifies inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of works too with the everybody's human kind, but we're only human. Like yeah, Scott said, human is we're not perfect. So that's the tagline in human is actually we're only human. Like we got to allow for mistakes.
Yes, and that's how we grow, right? Sometimes it's like double checking ourselves. Well, we're human, right? I mean, it's learning to grow and learn from your lessons. As I said, I love your video, Human. It is fun. It's intriguing, and so much work is involved. I can't imagine the work, you know, doing the video. So can you tell our audience what the process was like and where it was filmed, if you can share that?
So it was filmed in a park. I think we've lost Scott, so we'll just continue on until he gets back in. Somewhere past Maple Ridge, and maybe he can jump in after this. I do all of the video editing. So it's a long, lengthy process of trying to, you know, piece the story together. But we had lots of fun. And the artwork, I have to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Pamela Windeyer. So I know that I've got a vinyl album right here. So she actually painted this, which is just absolutely beautiful. And oops, there we go. And so this is throughout the video as well. So yeah, we had lots of fun with it.
And helping out with putting together the artwork, the cover and all that is my colleague, Matt McGreevy. Did a lot of work on that.
Hmm. Yes, and I mean, did you work with, like, you had this vision of the design, which is very, I mean, I love the design, which was a question I was going to ask, and you beat me to it, Sherelle. But no, I mean, it's just like how much, like with the video, you know, you have like the rehearsal of it. Like, how did you decide, the three of you, that this is a go for this video? Because you work really well together. You've been working, I mean, since 2011, right? You have an incredible background, musical background.
Yeah, for the videos, it's kind of funny because I think I take on a lot of the stuff. And these guys are really good at saying, well, let's do this or let's try this. And we all kind of, it melds together really well. And each of us have our own, you know, ideas about what we wanted to look like. So, yeah, Human came together really, really fast. And we're pretty happy with that and all of our videos that we've been putting out. Because before this new album, we didn't really do videos. And then his son, Jeremy Gladstone, who has Sleeping Bag Studio, said, why don't you guys have videos? And so all of a sudden we have seven videos or something. Mm-hmm. So
the process kind of goes like, Sherelle kind of storyboards the video at first, and then kind of when we're on set, I guess, Scott does a lot of the kind of the directing actually of the video itself. So, and then, yeah, I just press play on the music.
I do the location scouting sometimes too.
Right, yeah. Right.
Sherelle does too. All right, Mark does too. He goes for a bike ride and he's like, oh, this would be nice. But the Human is my backyard, really. Like, not my backyard, but in Maple Ridge. It's a place called Cliff Park. And there's beautiful forest, beautiful trail, beautiful water. So you kind of got everything right there, right? And so.
Yes, I mean, it's wonderful. But do you ever feel like, you mean, you work well together and you all agree pretty much, you all have input into the album, and now this is your fifth album, as I said at the beginning, but 17 tracks, correct? So that's a lot of tracks. I mean, I can't believe the amount of volume of work, but the songs, like The Great Divide and The Beauty of It All, was this before, like, when did you start writing these songs? Like, Beauty of It All, when did that come about?
They're all kind of different, but I mean, Scott started Beauty of It All. Great Divide was already released as a single before, and same with Gleam and Beam. Those two were already singles, so those were started before. Come Down's probably the oldest song on the album, right, Scott? That was quite a while ago. So,
That was 2004 or whatever. Beauty of It All has been in my bank for a long time. I had three verses, and then we started talking about doing this new record, and I went for a bike ride, and I came up with the bridge on my bike ride. But, you know, that song actually was conceived in the same place. I was running on the dike in Maple Ridge, and, you know, before we were talking about the mountain scenery or whatever, and I just kind of came up with the beauty of it. Like, it was a bit overwhelming. I think it was during a sunset as well. And so the second verse kind of reflects on that experience running and just seeing that and how awesome it was. But the imperfection of it, like, that's the thing about beauty, is beauty isn't perfection. Beauty is like the conflict between, you know, bad and good, imperfection and perfect, you know, that, like, and that's where real beauty kind of comes out. And so that's kind of what I've tried to get across in that song anyway. I don't know if I did it or whatever, but
I think so. I think it came across really.
And Way Down's another one that was started a long time ago, right? Not completed until just now, but
I've got the lyrics here in a book. I was taking notes, and it was 2007. I have the date in July. I was in San Diego taking notes, and I wrote these lyrics.
So sometimes those kind of songs, they just they just die a slow death, right? But that one got well resurrected, I'd say.
Yeah, then, and I didn't realize that I had, like, I thought I just kind of came up with it again or whatever. And then I was looking at my notes from way back, and it's like, whoa.
Yes.
I mean,
you don't, and this is what's so special. Like, in this, when you were saying you're on a run or you're doing things, it's like you're keeping a book of all the music, the lyrics, and the bridge you were mentioning, right? But this is such a timely album, would you say? Like, how important it was for you to release this album at this time when we need hope, we need humanity. There's so much going on in our world. So tell our audience, why did you release it now?
I think it's really important. I mean, there's songs on there like The Great Divide that talk about, like, it's crazy how we cannot come together as humans and just figure stuff out. You know, it's we're so, you know, far apart on so many issues. And so we wrote that down in Nashville with Leanne and Daryl Burgess. And that was, you know, I think a song that has such a great, powerful message. And then there's a song like Dear Hate. It's the same. It's like writing a song to hate, basically. Tell it to smart mouth.
Yeah, writing a letter to hate.
It's like, come on, you know, it's like, what about love? So there's a lot of really great ideas on the song, but it's so important now because everything is really, really dark, but there's, you know, light will overcome at the end of the day. And we hope that songs that we have on this album will help attribute to that.
That one's a good example, Dear Hate, just because it's like you're personally addressing hate as almost another entity kind of thing, and just kind of saying, come on, try it over on this side, you know? Look at the love, look at the kindness, come over here. Like, you'd have a better time than just being hate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I like the words, I go a place where there ain't no sides. It's right in the middle of the great divide. Mm-hmm. That is such a powerful line. And you're doing it live. How has the feedback been like so far?
It's been amazing. I just actually got a review, Scott. I haven't even had a chance to send it to you yet. An old colleague of mine that was referencing some Beatles songs, you know, to some of the songs on the album, and saying that, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash have nothing, you know, like we're so far above them with our harmonies. And so, I mean, it was just such an amazing review. And, you know, I'll send it to Scott. But yeah, so a lot of people are really digging what we're saying, which is.
And we're not putting down Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good band.
They're a pretty good band.
Yeah. It's nice that somebody uses, I would say, maybe hyperbole around that. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's nice somebody says, for puts sure. us yeah. even in the same sentence. As the
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Things, right? Like,
that's just like, thank you so much. You know, so that we have about 100 reviews now from people that have been listening and really, really loving what the message is behind every song on the album. So it's great. We just have to get the word out. We have to get it to more people.
Yeah. So how are you getting the word out? Like, I mean, you have social media, you're doing, you know, venues, right? But what else?
This interview?
Know, reviews are really good. Yes.
And we hired Eric Alper at the beginning when we first dropped the album, and so he did a really big push for us. So we had a lot of reviews happen through that, and you know, it's just a matter of more people finding us, you know. And so social media is important, but the algorithms kind of, you know, lock our hands sometimes on some of the posts and things. Like, you know, right? You can have 10,000 people on your page, but maybe two people see it, three people see it. It's crazy.
But you're doing, you know, it's so wonderful, and you're so passionate about what you do. And I'm just paraphrasing what Eric was saying. It's a tall order, but you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, like say, you know, we're trying to start a peace movement with our music. You know, that's pretty lofty. but we believe it. I mean, the more people that kind of join us, and, you know, the better it's going to be.
I was just in the Ministry of Children and Families Development Office in the Maple Ridge branch just yesterday, I think. And all the social workers in there were pumping our tires about our music. And so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
And then I do these workshops and, around behavioral support and trauma-informed practice and all that. And there's this the Gleaming Beam always comes up. So I get people to listen to it and write down our stuff in their notes.
Yes. And, I've asked about the feedback, but what is it do you want people to take away from your music? Like,
I think positivity. I want people to listen to it and think that they can, help make the world a better place in their own way as well. We do it through music and through connecting with people. And it's fun at our shows because we always say, look to the person beside you and introduce yourself. Or, with COVID, you don't really want to be shaking hands anymore, but maybe give a fist bump or say hello or whatever. So it's just everybody, I think, if they, get something out of our music that they can take and put in their own lives, that's what it is for me that I wish to happen.
Scott, did you want to add anything?
My hope all the time is, because the way I listen to music is it's music triggers emotions inside me, and I have reactions to different types of music, and I hope our music, first of all, just it makes people feel something. And then after you've listened to it for a while, you start delving into more of the lyrical content and the messages behind it. But primarily, I just want people to feel like, some of our songs can be happy and playful, like Carousel, and we've got a song called Hey Hey, but then we got some introspective songs that can make you feel, a little introspective, a little emotional, maybe a bit of melancholy. The way to understanding a theme is through, the emotional impact it might have. So.
Mm-hmm. Mark, would you like to add anything?
Sure. I would kind of liken what Scott kind of was just saying about the emotion and stuff, that I teach piano as well. And what I always try and get across to my students, and they're all ages, right? But I've loved classical music all my life. And I'm more, but I'm more into the deeper, sort of darker classical. So maybe Beethoven as opposed to Mozart. I don't know if anybody knows who I'm talking about here or what they're like, but it's less pretty and frilly. It's not as much as that. And it's a little more in depth kind of thing, but super expressive. And if we can get that kind of stuff through our music out to other people, that's what I want them to take away from.
Mm-hmm. Music is, we need music in our lives, as I was saying earlier. And because it has its own universal language, and with this album out, and it is so timely, as I said. But when you're performing live, and I wanted to ask you this question here, do you prefer performing live, or would you rather be in the studio, or does it depend?
I love playing live, and I love talking to people after the shows. Like, that's my thing. Like, as soon as I'm done, these guys actually wrap up my chords and put my guitar away, and I just go straight into the audience and talk to people.
I think that's more rewarding. Yeah, that the live thing is more rewarding. You get instant, not gratification, but you're instant rewards talking to people and relating to people. The studio is, I love playing in the studio, But it's kind of a lonely place. I mean, there's no feedback or anything really going on in the studio.
And it's stressful.
And it's stressful.
Sometimes, like, ah.
They both can be that.
Scott, would you like to add?
Yeah, by far, like exponentially by far live, by far.
Yes.
I like the, what do you call it?
The connection, if I may say, the connection.
Yeah, just more talking to the audience, and it's not as scripted.
Hmm.
I like live because, you know, we kind of do tell the same jokes, but sometimes you get some feedback that you can respond to in between the songs or even during the songs, right? Like, it's funny. I've been thinking about that a lot, about where I feel the most comfortable. And I feel the most comfortable on stage after like our second song.
Wow.
It's like, I just feel this. Oh.
And where are you?
In no place in my life do I feel that way all the time. Like, that's it. But on stage, it's like.
Yeah, I mean.
Are you saying, like, if our show starts at 7, you're telling everybody to show up at 7:05 because the first song you're all nervous at that song?
Or? I'm not all nervous, but the first song's always a little like.
Yeah, I know.
Get through the first chorus, and then you're like, oh, okay, I got this. Yeah, this is.
Well, you're so passionate that the nervousness, if I may say, goes away because you're so passionate about the songs. And I've watched your The Great Divide, and you're so into it, and you just work so well together. I mean, that's an obvious, but it's just like you're taking us on this journey, and it just feels. You know, like we can do something about our lives. We can look at the issues, and that's the whole idea, I believe, with your album, right? I mean, I know I said 17 tracks when I got to everyone, but yes, would you like to add to that?
Sorry,
17 tracks. Well, one of them is not by us. It's by William Blake.
That's right. The poem.
That's
right.
The poem.
Nice.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And this was an official.
So we were just listening to another CD by a different band today, and there's 18. It's fairly new. 18 tracks on it, and I appreciate that. I like that when I see, oh, hey, there's 18 tracks. We had 17. That's cool. There's other bands still doing that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. And, you know, if people want to come out and, you know, go to your performance, where can they go? Where can they pick up your album? Where can they listen to your music? All that. Google, you know?
Yeah. Stoneport.ca is the easiest place to go. You can actually click on the human tab. Like, we do have a Here Now page. I don't have it memorized, though, to tell you. So just go to the stonepoets.ca, click on the human tab. You can get all the streaming platforms right from there. All of our social media is on there as well. And, just come and find us. And, you know, the way this industry works now is all on likes and follows and streams. So if you can just join as many of our platforms as possible and help a brother and sister out.
Yeah. And where are you playing next?
Well, you know, I should mention we're actually in another band. So Stone Poets is part of another group called Peacenik Collective.
Yes.
Which is very cool. So it has Bruce Coughlin from Tiller's Folly, Gordon Maxwell from Chilliwack, and Greg
Stewart from Everybody Stewart Else.
He plays with everybody, Bo Diddley and a whole bunch of crazy bands. So we're playing at the Harrison Bands on the Beach Festival. That is August 31st. And it's just
3 p.m.
So it's all like the Peacenik Collective is taking basically all of our songs. And we're also, you know, we put this band together to try and create a peace movement as well. So on top of the Stone Poets Peacenik Collective, we're all like doing it.
So we do songs by Stone Poets and Bruce Coughlin and Gordon Maxwell. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
No, that's
and the Beatles.
That's right. Yeah, and we do a Beatles song. That's right.
And whatever that other song, who sang that song? Yeah, I'm strong. He Ain't Heavy.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Hollies.
Yeah, the Hollies.
And Jesse Colin Young too. The Get Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's mostly our stuff. So yeah, peaceknitcollective.com. You can go find us there. But definitely stonepoets.ca, that's where you're going to find all our stuff.
But that's actually kind of a good point, Scott, like Nick Lowe and that stuff. All the we do a few cover tunes, but all the covers are kind of geared that same way. They're like Peace, Love, and Understanding, right? That's the Nick Lowe song. Yeah. So they're all kind of geared to the same message.
What's so funny about that?
I don't know.
I don't know. You got to ask Elvis.
That's Nick.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Wow. We've talked about a lot of stuff. I think, I don't know.
Buy our album so we can record another one.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly. Go to our YouTube and watch these videos. There's some pretty entertaining stuff on there.
Yeah.
Even though I don't look very good, there's some funny stuff. Must say,
we have a which song is it? Is it Carousel that we did with Stody?
Oh, if I could just have one.
One. So we have a band mascot that I got. It's this cute little stoat from Scotland when I was touring over there, and so Stody is in this video. So you have to watch it.
Yeah, that's
the main character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! And you know, it's just wonderful. And subscribe, right? Subscribe to your channel.
Yeah,
100%. Thank you so much for coming back on the closing act. I so enjoyed our time together, and congratulations again on your album, Human. And we'll like to have you back.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
All the work that you do and support of all the artists. So thank you so much.